Incorporated today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is stepping up their defense of President Trump's criticism of Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings and Cummings' home district of Baltimore. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson is in Baltimore.
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Baltimore and for the people of Baltimore. There are a lot of excellent, wonderful people here. And there are a lot of good places here in Baltimore as well. But there are problems, and we can't sweep them under the rug.
Senate Minority Leader, Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging the chamber to pass a two-year debt ceiling and budget agreement.
The House has already passed the legislation that codifies the agreement into law. The president supports it. He's even making calls, evidently, from press reports asking Republican colleagues to support it. So the last piece of the puzzle here is the Senate.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on my...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The saga of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliners again lands on Capitol Hill. A Senate hearing today taking another look at the FAA's role in regulating that troubled aircraft.
It's critical that Boeing and the FAA get this right in order to restore public confidence in both the aircraft and the certification and oversight process.
Democratic Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island there at the hearing. The Boeing 737 MAX grounded after two deadly crashes overseas. Former Delta Airlines exec Steve Dixon recently confirmed as the new chief of the FAA. June job creation, according to the ADP private payroll survey, finds about 156,000 jobs added last month, beating analysts' expectations of about 148,000. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Controversial comedian Kathy Griffin says the FBI saved her life when she ended up on a kill list from the bomber Cesar Sayoc, who was accused of mailing explosive devices to Democrats and other critics of President Trump in 2018. She says the FBI stepped in to protect her when they found out that she was on the list, and she says, "I am not anti-government at all after the experience." Democratic candidates divided about health care and how to fix it. That was evident in the Democratic presidential debate last night, as 10 Dems, including progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, were warned by their more moderate colleagues that voters don't want sweeping, possibly undeliverable promises. At the suggestion that such things from Democrats could hand President Trump re-election, Bernie Sanders told the crowd in Detroit,
"The reason we are going to defeat Trump and beat him badly is that he is a fraud and a phony, and we're going to expose him."
10 more Democrats, including former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that stage in Detroit tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Air Force General John Hyten, the current commander of the Strategic Command, has denied allegations of sexual misconduct from a former female aide as he undergoes a confirmation process. John Clemens has more.
That denial was made during testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee that is considering General Hyten to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
It is.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I apologize for being so late. I have been making many phone calls concerning my mom, who is currently in an assisted living program and may need to be moving from that to a long-term care program. So lots of phone calls back and forth, which has put me behind schedule. So I do apologize for that. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I have been doing Counselor's Chat for, 8 or 9 years, and the sole purpose for Counselor's Chat is to provide some education to the public on mental health issues and to help remove the stigma around seeking out counseling when you are struggling with some issues around your mental health, such as anxiety, depression, addiction issues, relationship issues, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress, just to name a few things that we might struggle with as human beings. So yesterday, I noticed, was National Friendship Day, or International, actually, Friendship Day. And I thought I would talk a little bit about friendship. So friendship is really important to good mental health. It provides support when we are struggling. It provides companionship. It helps us with developing intimacy. We are social creatures by nature, so we live in families and towns and cities and communities. So having close friends are really important to our good mental health. We really need to have that interaction with other people. That's where we develop empathy and good communication skills and all kinds of things that really help not only with us psychologically, but also physically. So that good friends really are so important. And I generally encourage some of my clients to come, not with friends, but they have friends. Others, they don't really have friends. And so we work on developing friendships and creating that good support system. However, I will say this. Not all people make good friends. And I think it's really important for us to recognize what is a good friendship, a healthy friendship, and what is an unhealthy friendship. We do want people who are going to be loyal and understanding. We want people who share our interests. Where we have things in common, we can share a sense of humor. We may not share everything in this day and age. We can have really good friends who have different political belief systems. We can have friends that have different religious belief systems. So I'm a Christian. My best friend is Jewish. I've got friends that don't believe in any religious if have any religious affiliation, it's fine. You know, like those things, it doesn't matter. We can choose to just really not talk about some of those issues. Or when we do, we are really open to the fact that we are allowed to be different and have different opinions. That's okay. But there are times when we can actually have friends that When we leave that interaction, that person exhausts me. And we can have friendships with people who are, I'm going to call them, energy stealers, so that we do come away feeling used up and tired. That's something important to notice. Also, we can have friends where we're always taking care of them, especially if we are codependent. We can actually be really good caretakers, enablers, and rescuers, where we're really not having a genuine friendship because when I'm caretaking, rescuing, and enabling, because I think that's what I should do, that's important word, should do, I come away feeling obligated, resentful, used. And that's not really a good way to have a relationship, a friendship. It's not, to have animosity towards the person that's supposed to be my friend, or resentment towards the person that I have as my friend, does not make a good friendship. There are other things, too, which is important to notice in a friendship. With any kind of relationship, it really is best not to jump in with both feet all at once. We really want to get to know someone. So I meet someone, we might have a lot of, oh, wow, yeah, me too, I like that too, that's really cool. Hey, you want to get together for a cup of coffee, maybe you want to get together, go hiking, you want to, go out, we could grab lunch, something like that. It's that those first encounters in any relationship, friendship, romantic, it doesn't matter. And I will say romantic relationships really need to be really friendships with an added benefit. So keep that in mind if you're looking to develop a romantic relationship. It's always about using your head first. What do you observe? What are you noticing? And how do you feel when you come away from that person? So I might be with someone that, the first time we get together, we've talked a little bit, we've decided to do something outside of work or outside of whatever the area where we met. Maybe we met at a church picnic, maybe we're coworkers, maybe we both have a parent in assisted living, and we've connected, and we decide, why don't we get together? It's about getting to know the other person. And if I might find that, that other person really is showing signs of being competitive. Well, I don't know if I want a competitive friend. Sometimes competition can motivate us. At the same time, it can also, I'm going to say, pull energy away from us. It could get us angry, feel frustrated. There could be lots of, you should do that because I'm doing this. And it can really get someone to feel tired. I'm going to say that. And you may end up even acting in a hostile way. Or the person who's competitive might act in a hostile way. So that doesn't provide a good foundation for friendship. If I'm finding that the person that I'm talking to, I'm beginning to get to know them, they're always negative, everything is all awful, their job is awful, their neighbors are awful, their kids are awful, it's just lots of negative information, lots of negativity, everything, is just down, 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 I come away again. So it's sort of an energy exchange. I come away feeling, oh my gosh, that person is just sharing so much negativity. I'm not sure that's what I want either. Now, it's different when you've got a friendship where you're going to your friend because you've got a situation in your life and you're looking for support. Same thing, I've got a friend that might want to come to me who's looking for support. If that is something that happens on occasion, absolutely fine. But if my friend is, a negative Nancy, then all I get all the time is negative, and it doesn't work. So we are, as friends, are to be there with each other for support, however, not to be bringing each other down all the time. One of the things that's important is a promise breaker. Now, there's a huge difference when two people make plans for each other and something comes up and you need to reschedule. Life happens, things get rescheduled. And so sometimes they're not necessarily unintentional. But if you find someone who's constantly breaking promises, constantly not showing up, constantly let's do this and backing out, you need to then possibly rethink that friendship, because you continue to expect and never get anything in return. And it really is something that you might want to put into question. Someone who is super dramatic, that might be a red flag. That person can be, again, emotionally draining, always playing the role of a victim, always looking for someone to rescue them, might be somebody who loves to spread rumors and gossip. You might find that, you know what, I don't know. I come away from that relationship feeling unfulfilled. And like I said, exchange of energy is important. When I come away from a relationship that way, I'm not sure, that person just really pulls me down. I can come away feeling, you know what, it was an equal exchange of energy. Or I could come away going, man, that was such a great time. I really feel so, you know, glad to have that person as my friend. You might want to think about friends who are bad influences, especially when you're younger, but it doesn't matter. It could happen even when we're older. You know, someone who begins to say, hey, you know, this sounds like fun. You want to, you know, go get high. Let's go get drunk. Hey, you want to, do a little shoplifting. Believe it or not, friends can encourage other friends to do sort of these things that really are unhealthy. If you were with someone who always, you know, their friend, they always live on the edge, you want to really think that out. Now, on occasion, living on the edge is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, if like I've always wanted to go skydiving, and I have a friend that says, hey, you want to go skydiving? I don't think that's necessarily a bad influence. It could be living on the edge a little bit. And that may be okay for you. But if you have a friend that feels like I need this person's chaos to bring me out of my life's drudgery, that could be a red flag for you. Like, why? How come I'm creating my life in such a way that it's got such drudgery to it? And second, why am I looking for friends who are contributing chaos to my life? Those are they're just not healthy things. You might want to steer away from friends who know it all. You go to them for support, but they know what's best. I know what's best for you. Let me make all the decisions. I'm going to pick where we're going to go, what movie we're going to see. You know, you want to go to the shore for the weekend? I'm going to say which shore. I'm going to pick the hotel. I'm going to take care of all of it. And never admits they're wrong if there's a mistake made. You know, they're always giving you advice. They're always telling you what to do. Be in this relationship. You get out of that relationship. I don't know why you stay in your marriage. You need to get out. You know, I know a good lawyer you could talk to. I'm going to tell you about this, that, and the other thing. And it really ends up where, again, you may end up feeling animosity. Your self-esteem may be affected, especially if you enter the friendship and you don't have great self-esteem. That kind of a relationship is going to really pull you down. Excuse me. It's not a healthy thing. And you really want to stay away from friends who like to fight. There are people who like to get into arguments, maybe even get into fist fights. Sometimes that happens in friends, not just, you know, guys, but even women these days. And these kind of conflicts could actually lead to some depression. And it just never feels good. If I have a friend that bullies, and we can have friends that are bullies, we might want to rethink why we are in that kind of relationship. So that when I walk away from a friendship and I'm feeling drained, beat up, abused, used, put down, I might want to rethink that friendship, because it tends to be negative. You may say, I don't even want to go with that person anymore, but they asked, and I don't want to disappoint them. The reality is you are allowed to disappoint. You are allowed to end a friendship that doesn't work for you. The goal here is good mental health. I need to be my own best friend. That means I need to be able to choose the people that are going to be in my life, that I enjoy their company, we have a good time together, we're supportive of each other, that there are times that I may need a shoulder to cry on, they may need a shoulder to cry on. That's fine. That's what friendships are about. Even sometimes I might say to my friends, I need some advice. Or they call me, I need some advice. That's fine. To do that on occasion. If that's all we do, if all we are doing is being advice givers, we may be the know-it-all friend, and that doesn't work either. To be a good friend, I need to check in with myself. What am I doing? Who am I? And am I being the kind of friend to my friends that I want them to be to me? So that's really an important thing. So actually, I'm going to take a little bit of a commercial break. I'm going to play a bunch of them right now because I didn't at the beginning. And then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the benefits of a good friendship. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Alterol with two L's, counselor.com. I am a licensed professional counselor, meaning I have my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified. I have a small practice here in Flemington. You can follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. I am also on LinkedIn. And if you are struggling with any mental health issue, I would love to hear from you. You do not need to struggle and suffer alone. And there is help. There are so many things that we can do to help lift you out of your depression, give you coping strategies for anxiety, post-traumatic stress, help you with addiction, absolutely. So please give me a call if you're interested in setting up an appointment, 908-237-2899, 908-237-2899. Or like I said, visit me on the web at alterolcounselor.com. So I am talking today about friendship. Yesterday was International Friendship Day. So I just thought it might be a good topic. Here we are in the middle of summer where our kids are playing with their friends, hopefully running around outside, hopefully not stuck inside on their gadgets, but outside running around. Definitely encourage that, building friendships. It is a very valuable social construct, friendships. These relationships can last a lifetime. I have some friends that go back from my neighborhood when I was a little kid. We may not be super duper close, but we do contact each other on Facebook or email from time to time, maybe even visit with each other. I mean, I've got a friend from, she now lives in Virginia. I met her when I guess I was about 4, and she was 2. I have another friend, I think I was about 6, and she was about 5. I've got another friend from 7th grade. As a matter of fact, he and I have been really good friends for a number of years. I am his son's godmother, they're getting married. I'll give them a shout out next week. Friendship is really important. And then I have other friends that I have met as adults. The cool thing I'm going to say about Facebook, I've been able to connect with some friends that, you know, I've got a group of people that I don't know how many of us all went to kindergarten through high school together, and we've all connected on Facebook. That's what Facebook is supposed to be. So that's, you know, really cool. And so we support each other. Such and such is going on. I need some prayers. You know, can send me some good thoughts. You know, I just became a grandparent. Oh, congratulations. All that kind of stuff. Sharing photographs with each other. So that's all about friendship and that social value of connecting. Sometimes we do need our own private space, and a good friend will give us that space. A good friend will be there when we are down or sad or when we are going through a hard time. So important things to note when we are looking for friends. They're kind of say roles. We're looking for people that are supportive, that we can trust, and that gives honestly. In other words, they don't give like, okay, I'll come over, you know. They just do it lovingly and willingly. If we don't trust our friends, that might be either we have an issue around trust, we need to work on it, or if that person isn't trustworthy, then we need to ask ourselves, why are we remaining friends with someone that's not trustworthy? So we could pick people, because I have the choice. We all have a choice. Who do I want in my life? If I'm hanging out with somebody that spreads lies, gossips, talks about other people, chances are they do that about me with other people who are not authentic. I really want to question that. I want somebody who's a good listener. I want to hear what my friend is telling me about what's going on in their life. And I need somebody who's going to listen to what is going on in my life. My struggles, my concerns, my joys. Okay, so it's, again, we want somebody that's going to pay attention. It's going to be tending to our conversation and listening constructively, not listening with a yeah, but, and ending up getting into an argument. It's really important to find friends who don't judge. I may make poor choices in my life, and I may need a friend that I can, oh, I can't believe I made this choice, and I may need a shoulder to cry on, and a good friend is going to say, okay, well, all right, so you made a mistake, let's move on. You know, I share that a lot of times with clients struggling with their own self-esteem, being your own best friend. Would you say some of the nasty things that you say to yourself to a friend? No, you don't. So why are you also saying those nasty things to yourself? Let's talk about how to be a good friend to yourself. When I'm a good friend to myself, I've got some good self-esteem, self-approval, self-respect. Chances are I'm going to pick people as friends that are going to have good esteem in themselves, self-approval, self-respect. We respect each other. We approve of each other. Maybe not everything 100%, because we're all different. And we definitely like each other and share a lot of information. Good friends generally are unconditional, generally. Sometimes if you've got a friend that does something way over the top and you just say, you know, I really can't support that. You've gotten into abusing heroin and other drugs and your lifestyle, and I can't support that. I love you, but you've got to get your life together. I'm not going to join you in that mess. So, you know, it's really important that you may have to have some good boundaries and some good limits, as I say. Being a good friend is really important. So I don't want a friend that's going to talk behind my back about me. If you've got an issue with me, I'd like you to come to me because we're friends. That's what we do. It's even in a romantic relationship. I don't want to go talk to my girlfriend about, oh, my husband, or have my husband talk to a friend about, oh, my wife. If you've got an issue with each other, it's really important to bring it to the table and say, you know, I have an issue about this particular thing that's going on in our relationship, and I'd like to talk about it. Is it comfortable? No. But with a good friend, we can respect each other and say, you know what, I really didn't realize that that was an issue for you. And I'm going to try not to trigger you. I'm going to try to make some changes. Let's say I have a friend that calls me every night at 11:30. I might say, you know what, I love talking with you. 11:30 is way too late for a phone call for me. I need to set some good boundaries. So we respect each other's boundaries. She's a cousin. She's a friend who's, says, you know, if you're going to call me after 8 o'clock at night, you have to leave a message because I don't pick up my phone after 8 o'clock. It's about respecting boundaries. If I've got a friend who's a vegetarian, I'm not going to invite them over for a rib barbecue. Or if I do, I'm going to make sure I've got something for them because I respect their boundaries. If I don't respect my friend's boundaries, if I don't respect who they are as people, if I don't respect their differences, then we're not going to be friends, especially if, and again, if it's in return, if they don't respect mine. Like I said, I have friends, we have political differences. We don't talk about it too much. I respect that their viewpoints are different, and I think they respect that mine are different. And that politics, for me, is not a sufficient enough issue to break a relationship for the most part. I'm going to say it depends how far off one end or the other one of us might go. We might end up saying, you know what, I don't think I can support that. It's okay. And another thing that's really important in friendship is being able to forgive where we can. Because if we hold resentments with friends, then it's not a true friendship. And that's the same thing in any kind of, you know, romantic relationship. If I'm holding a resentment towards my spouse, it's going to interfere. One of the things that I say to clients, if I have a resentment, I say, this is my resentment, and I'm holding it pretty close to me because, first of all, I may not want you to know I have a resentment, but I'm pretty angry with you about something that you said or did 3 years ago. It's really hard for me to wrap my arms around you and say, you know what, you're my friend and I love you. I'm holding this. This is in the way. I can't really open. I can maybe one arm. See, I could one arm. But I can't be completely genuine with you because I have a resentment. So I may need to talk with you about something that is an issue for me. And I need to work at letting go. I need to work at forgiving. And forgiving isn't necessarily for the person I'm forgiving. It's about my saying, you know what, this resentment doesn't work for me in my relationship. I'm putting it down. And now I have both arms for you and my friendship with you. So I know this was a shortened version of Counselor's Chat. I hope that it has been something that has been useful for you in terms of friendships and creating friendships and keeping friendships. It's something as an adult you can talk to your children about, how to have good, healthy friendships, encouraging them to have friendships. It's so important that we have that kind of connection with another human being. Some people who are introverts have two or three really good friends. Some people who are extroverts.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled, and this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Intelligas truck. Find Shell Rote Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Intelligas trucks is Shell Rote. This cupcake's oil corner store for on cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country halfway across the tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. Camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. Oil. This Intelligas truck is Shell Rote. This.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A tiny Kentucky town about 2 hours southeast of Louisville rocked early today by a natural gas pipeline explosion. Here's the governor, Matt Bevin.
We had one person killed, five people injured. The fire's out. It's under control.
A video of Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland describing Baltimore as drug-infested has resurfaced President Trump retweeting a video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999, showing Cummings saying that kids were, quote, walking around like zombies due to the impact of illegal drugs in Baltimore. Trump tweets the video after he was accused of making a racist attack on Baltimore for calling it a disgusting rodent-infested mess. First-time claims for jobless benefits up last week, according to the Labor Department, a little bit more than analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Equifax may not be able to send everyone a settlement check. As earlier indicated, the Federal Trade Commission now warning that the money for that could run out. The payment option of $125 was capped at $31 million for the 2017 security breach, and consumers who have not yet submitted a claim are now being urged to instead consider the free credit monitoring option. Meanwhile, another credit card company is facing millions of dollars in lawsuits over the latest data breach. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Capital One over that massive data breach that exposed the personal information of more than 100 million customers. Attorney John Injunas.
We filed that lawsuit to hold Capital One accountable. The suit was filed as a putative class action in the Eastern District of Virginia, where Capital One is based.
There are reports that the Capital One breach could be only the tip of the iceberg, as other major companies could have also been breached by the same hacker.
And several suspensions are expected after the Tuesday night baseball brawl between the Pirates and the Reds. The fight, which included the Reds